6. Repercussions of finite reality. The entire promulgation of finite existences represents a transference from potentials to actuals within the absolute associations of functional infinity. Of the many repercussions to creative actualization of the finite, there may be cited. 1. The deity response. The appearance of the three levels of experiential supremacy. The actuality of personal spirit supremacy in Havona. The potential for personal power supremacy in the grand universe to be. And the capacity for some unknown function of experiential mind acting on some level of supremacy in the future master universe. 2. The universe response involved in activation of the architectural plans for the super universe space level. And this evolution is still progressing throughout the physical organization of the seven super universes. 3. The creature repercussion to finite reality promulgation resulted in the appearance of perfect beings on the order of the eternal inhabitants of Havona and of perfected evolutionary ascenders from the seven super universes. But to attain perfection as an evolutionary, time creative, experience implies something other than perfection as a point of departure. Thus arises imperfection in the evolutionary creations. And this is the origin of potential evil. Misadaptation, disharmony, and conflict. All these things are inherent in evolutionary growth, from physical universes to personal creatures. 4. The divinity response to the imperfection inherent in the time lag of evolution is disclosed in the compensating presence of God the Sevenfold, by whose activities that which is perfecting is integrated with both the perfect and the perfected. This time lag is inseparable from evolution, which is creativity in time. Because of it, as well as for other reasons, the almighty power of the Supreme is predicated on the divinity successes of God the Sevenfold. This time lag makes possible creature participation in divine creation by permitting creature personalities to become partners with deity in the attainment of maximum development. Even the material mind of the mortal creature thus becomes partner with the divine adjuster in the dualization of the immortal soul. God the Sevenfold also provides techniques of compensation for the experiential limitations of inherent perfection as well as compensating the presentient limitations of imperfection.